And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Say they're Christians, and they live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, if you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't love God.
In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter in the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
Oh, you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't
love God. If you want salvation in a home on high, if you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told a lie.
Oh, you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, don't love God.
Oh, you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Taking us back in time to 2001, that's Rhonda Vincent, and you don't love your neighbor, you don't love God if you don't love your neighbor, and folk, how true that is. I believe that with all my heart. If you don't love God, if you don't love your neighbor, and that's a good song, going back in time, 2001 with Rhonda Vincent. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to It's Gospel Time. I sure hope you enjoyed that one. And maybe make you stop and think. Don't forget, during the Christmas season, don't leave your neighbors out. Got to love them, too. And don't get too aggravated and be too Chevy and picky and be nice to your neighbors during the holiday season. And remember, it's all about Jesus anyway. It's not about Santa Claus, and it's not about the reindeer, and it's not about all this other stuff that people think it's about. It's all about the birth of my Jesus, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came as a virgin, who was born of a virgin, born in a stable, the very Son of God. It's all about Jesus. Well, I sure hope that things are going great for you, and hope that you will tell your children the truth about Christmas. I hope that you have a very happy and joyous Christmas season. But as the song says, and Rhonda Vincent sings it, you don't love God if you don't love your neighbor. Well, love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail. Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. I'm kind of looking forward to 2019 getting here, but, you know, I might not make it to then. The Bible says, as is appointed unto men once to die, and after this a judgment. So death is coming, and I know that. So I want to tell you, though, I'm ready. Know that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I hope you can say that too, friend. He's already paid my sin debt on the cross, and He paid yours, and He's already given the greatest gift that can never, ever, ever be given. He gave His life on the cross that I might have life, and I might have it more abundantly. Now, this song that I've all got queued up and might not be real bluegrassy, but it's a good song. It's by the New Morning Quartet, some of my friends and neighbors. It says, "My new home, it's not for sale."
If I could own all the palaces down here, if I could see my riches grow.
Love it, friend. My new home, it's not for sale. I hope you enjoyed that one by the New Morning Quartet. It's a good one. I love it. Felt like I ought to play that, and I hope you liked it. Looking at today into the Word of God, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we'll begin reading in verse number 25. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then, he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God.
Sweet the sound of friends and family gathered round. That old hymn book passed around for hours on end. The vision of heaven those writers had seen. It is well with my soul, forever will ring. God gave them songs like those for days.
Ain't no doubt about it, friend. God gave us songs like those for days like these. That's a Chigger Hill Boys and Terry. Good song. I like that. Well, I'm going to take a little short break now, and then following the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Sure hope you'll stay around, because I'll be back right after this.